Welcome along to another Murray Claims podcast. Murray Claims is a trading name of Grigger & Young Solicitors. I'm Peter Brash, a partner in Grigger & Young, which has offices in Elgin and Forres, Murray. I'm accredited by the Law Society of Scotland as a specialist in personal injury law, and I'm keen that everyone in Scotland, and especially Murray, should understand the law of personal injury better and know their rights. I live in Lossiemouth, and one of the fun things about living there is the two fantastic beaches we have. You never know what you'll find at a walk on the beach, and there are particular shells we're always looking out for, but unusual objects turn up all the time. As the photo accompanying this episode shows, I once came across a wooden ladder washed up on the West Beach, and given my line of work, I immediately wondered if the ladder had ended up in the sea following an accident. I say that because in my experience, ladders are surprisingly dangerous. The introduction to the Health and Safety Executive's publication, Safe Use of Ladders and Step Ladders, an Employer's Guide, confirms that a third of all reported fall from height incidents involve ladders and step ladders. On average, this accounts for 14 deaths and 1,200 major injuries to workers each year. Many of these injuries are caused by inappropriate or incorrect use of the equipment. These statistics date from 2004-2005, but by 2014-15, the annual number of reported deaths from ladder accidents was more or less the same at 14 per annum. There is a reported instance of someone suffering a fatal injury after losing their footing on the second rung of a ladder, falling backwards and hitting their head on the floor. Unfortunately, judges have a tendency to regard ladder use as requiring nothing more than common sense. As a result, victims of ladder accidents can easily lose out on compensation. And the following example illustrates how this has happened in the past. This is the sad tale of George Sharp. George Sharp was employed by Elnaugh & Sons Limited as an electrician. He suffered injuries to his knee and face when he fell from a ladder in the course of work on overhead heaters inside a church in Chelmsford, Essex, in January 2003. The ladder provided by his employers was not long enough, so he borrowed a 3-metre ladder from the church. You can possibly begin to work out where this is going if I tell you that he was worried about marking the floor, and so he placed a cushion under the base of the ladder, not the firmest of supports. And the top of the ladder, well, the top of the ladder was not against a vertical wall, but in fact against one that sloped inwards up to the roof. The church warden initially footed the ladder for Mr. Sharp, but at the time of his fall, the warden had gone outside to turn off the electricity. It appears that the base of the ladder slipped away from the wall, causing the ladder and Mr. Sharp to fall. This is a common mechanism for an accident involving a ladder. Unfortunately, Mr. Sharp's claim for personal injury compensation failed. The judge in the case regarded the ladder as a simple piece of equipment and considered that the dangers of using a ladder at height are well known to any handyman. However, the judge was not referred to the HSE guidance, and it is arguable that Mr. Sharp's claim should have succeeded at least to some extent. Mr. Sharp was foolish and careless and should have had his damages reduced for contributory negligence. On the other hand, Mr. Sharp's health and safety knowledge and training was clearly insufficient to make him realise, for example, how dangerous it was to place a cushion under the foot of the ladder. Arguably, this put Elnaugh in breach of Regulations 8 and 9 of the Provision and Use of Work Equipment Regulations 1998. These regulations impose duties on employers about information and instructions which should be provided to employees regarding safe use of work equipment, which includes ladders. If ladder use is straightforward, why do so many get it wrong? Ladders are dangerous if used inappropriately or incorrectly. The judge in Mr. Sharp's case was of the view that use of a ladder is largely a matter of common sense. The problem is that HSE statistics tend to suggest that in far too many cases, use of a ladder is clearly not a matter of common sense, where employers can safely leave it to their employees to make the right decisions about when and how to use a ladder in their work. What we would say is that if you've had an accident involving a ladder, do not assume that the accident must have been your fault. In our experience, Proper legal analysis of the accident circumstances usually results in a successful claim, often with nil or minimal contributory negligence. It always pays to get advice from a specialist personal injury solicitor. Even so, by this stage you might be thinking, come on, use of a ladder is common sense. But whatever you think, why not test your knowledge of ladder safety in the quiz on the Murray Claims website? I'll post a link to it in the show notes. I think you're bound to learn something from it which will help you better understand and minimise the risks faced by anyone using a ladder, whether that's you or a friend, relative or colleague. So, in this episode of the podcast, we've looked at ladder safety hazards. We've considered a reported case from the courts where the facts sound like something out of a Charlie Chaplin or Buster Keaton film, except there was no happy ending for the claimant. The main message we're trying to get across is that ladders are deceptive. Find out if you know your stuff or if you've been deceived by taking our quiz. In the process, you'll reduce your risk of suffering a ladder-related injury. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions about a matter raised in this podcast or about any aspect of our personal injury services generally. You can call us on Elgin 01343 544 077. Ask for Peter, that's me, or my colleague Mary Morrison, or you can send us a free online inquiry via this website.